While we haven't gotten any more transfer portal commits, it feels like we're really close to breaking through. That's going to be our conversation today on the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, it's Friday. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a nice day outside, so can't complain.
Yeah, it is. I have yet to step outside of the house. I wouldn't know, but that's not true. I walk the dogs, but I'll take your word for it. I did walk the dogs. But getting straight into this, a handful of talented players are going to be on campus this weekend for visits. Now, yes, you haven't had any commits since Amari Williams committed whenever that Sunday, 5-6 days ago, whatever it was. You haven't had any commits, but we are seeing visitors, a ton of visitors coming up. I think we'll talk about the Otega Owe kid from Oklahoma. He isn't in town this weekend. He was in town yesterday. And then I think the rest of the names we're going to discuss are in town this weekend. But, I mean, we're going to run through some names, and Carson and I are going to give you our thoughts on these players, give you our thoughts when it comes to chances. But there's going to be some talented players on campus this weekend, talented players on campus this week. So we're going to run through all of it. And then Osabor's visit is coming up here in a few days as well. So let's get right into it with Otega Owe from Oklahoma. Carson, what are your thoughts on this kid? How do you feel about him?
Yeah, I like him. He's a really good defender, which I like, because a bunch of the players we've been recruiting as of late haven't always been the best defenders. They're more of an offensive weapon, but this kid is a lockdown defender, and I'm pretty sure he finished up his sophomore season or he is a sophomore.
He's listed as a sophomore, so unless he redshirted, he'll come in with 2 years eligibility.
Yeah, so 2 years. Well, but 2 years of eligibility is huge there, so you have the chance to keep him another year too. So
yeah, it's not a really win. Yeah, so he averaged 11.4 points per contest last year, 3.8 rebounds, 1 assist. He also shot about 50% from the field, which for a guard is impressive.
He picked up a crystal ball yesterday from UK.
Yeah, too. And then we're going to talk about another crystal ball. We'll get to that later. But he shot 37.7% from three. I love a dude like that. Just 3 and D. He's clearly not out there to assist. He's out there 3 and D. And you got to have guys like this. He doesn't strike me as a guy who, if Kentucky gets some of these players we anticipate them getting, will be a starter. But he's going to be a legitimate quality guy off the bench who can give you multiple years of eligibility, multiple years of great play. So the only thing that I would like to see cleaned up is his free throws during the 22-23 season and 23-24 season. He shot 65% 2 years ago and 64.3% last year. Got to clean that up a little bit as a guard. Need you more at the 75 range. But aside from that, I like everything else I see. And he's not a little guard. He's a big dude, 6'5", 215. That'll play. I mean, he can guard. He can defend at a high level, and he can score a little bit. I mean, what's
that's good. That means he can guard 1 through 3. So that's big.
Yeah. 11.4 points per game. You got to remember, this isn't the NBA. That's in college, for a role player, you'll take 11.4 points per game all day. I mean, Reed Shepard only averaged 12.5. You got to put that in perspective. A lot of people hear, 11.4. He was also at an Oklahoma team that at one point was really good. So he's a kid I'm excited about. Carson, how do you feel like chances there? What are your thoughts? You crystal ball, are you feeling good that we got one?
I think I feel pretty good about it, especially coming off the visit yesterday. Hopefully we hear something soon on him, honestly.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
A commit, the snowball effect is real. I would love to see a commit come in because I'm telling you, it snowballs. It does. People want to – that's kind of how it happens. So I think you need one guy to pop, and then I think you're going to – I have a feeling when Kentucky gets a commit, you're going to see like 6 in a weekend. Like it's going to be like bam, 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 bam. Carson, we're going to be busy as heck when that happens. But – so let's get into this next kid, a kid who we watched tape on him, and I watched tape. The name didn't sound familiar when we talked about him last week, but then I remembered, I watched tape on this kid. He's a menace. Andrew Carr from Wake Forest. I love this kid's tape. I think he's one of the most criminally underrated players in the portal. He is not being talked about enough. So what are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I finally got the chance to sit down and kind of watch some of his film. He looks really good. He can stretch you out because he's a good 3-point shooter. He's good at passing. He's efficient, and he's really good at post play. Like, we didn't see that much last year. None of our guys really could back you down and hit a hook shot over you. But I really like that. You have to have that threat. You know, look at the best two teams last year, Purdue and UConn. What did they have? They had post play. So you got to have a guy like that.
Yeah. 6'10", 220 pounds. Average 13.5 points per game for the Demon Deacons, which is a pretty cool name. 6.8 boards, 1.5 assists, and he did shoot 37.1% from deep and 78.1% from the charity stripe. But you take that from a big man all day long. Sounds like he'll be on campus this weekend. Another kid I'm really excited about. I like him. I think he's the perfect five to back up Amari Williams. Although Williams can stretch that a little bit. But I have, if we get Osabor and Williams, Williams is going to play the five and Osabor will play the four. And I like Carr to back up Williams. I think that'll quickly become one of the better front courts center duos in the SEC.
Yeah.
So the next guy is Devon Smith from Utah. I like this kid. Probably we're going to talk about Aiden Mahaney a little bit. We talked about him the other day. Him and Mahaney, I like equally. I like this kid a ton. Carson, what are your thoughts on him? I know you feel the same.
Yeah, I love this kid. And he's listed at 6 foot, so you might be like, oh, he's an undersized guard. Go watch his tape. Yeah. He does not play undersized. He
the first dunk highlight was just a hammer.
Yeah. And so he's also, as much as he is athletic and really great at offense, he's very efficient. And he had, I think, either 5 or 6 triple-doubles last year, which is absolutely absurd.
For a six-foot guard?
In one season.
Six-foot guard? Yeah. And we're talking about the Pac-12 here. We're not talking about, you know, he's not playing for Stonehill. I mean, this is the Pac-12. Not saying it's the best basketball conference in the world because it's not, but still, it's quality.
They got good teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 13.3 points per ball game for Smith. 6.3 rebounds per game. Would that have led Kentucky?
It would be close. Check
on that.
But it would be close.
So I'm going to check on that here in a second. 6.3 rebounds per game, 7.1 assists, shot 46.7% from the field, like you said, efficient, 40.8% from three. I read this stat line and just salivated. I was like, this guy is made for Mark Pope. He's efficient. He's physical. He's a grinder. He can shoot the ball. He can find teammates for open looks. 7.1 assists, I believe, is like a top 10 assists per game in college hoops. So this kid, don't miss on this kid. I will throw a fit on this show.
And I will say, I really like our chances with this guy.
Yeah.
From what I've been hearing.
All right, let's see if this will be hilarious. Would he have – I don't think so. Trey averaged 7.2. I thought Trey averaged around it, but still, I mean, would he have been second?
6'9 to 6 foot. I mean, it's a big difference right there.
Well, do the math on this. We had 3 7-footers on last year's roster, and they averaged 4.8 rebounds, 3.3 rebounds, and 3.3 rebounds. This dude is 6 foot tall and averaged 6.3 rebounds. So there you go. And listen, and as much as we're joking,
that shows he has heart.
Heart, yes, no question. And we're not talking about Joey. But, I mean, the reality here is heart, yes, that's true. But, my goodness, having a guard who's not afraid to get in there and get a board, there's times where that can really help a team.
I love it.
So the next kid is the son of the NBA legend. It was Peja, right? Was that Peja? That was
Peja Stojakovic.
So Andre Stojakovic. What are your thoughts on this kid? I don't know if I'm as sold on this as you. Let's have this conversation.
I'm more of the thing. I think he's a project. I think he's a project, but you can see the upside. So in my opinion, I think if you're taking a project knowing he'll be here for two, three years, then you do it, in my opinion, because he has a lot of upside. Look, his dad was phenomenal in the NBA. So the skill's there. Yeah. The genes are there. So I'm fine with this as long as it's a project piece and he can come off the bench and play maybe 6 minutes a game, 5 minutes a game.
I bet you'd end up being more than that, but
yeah, but I like it though.
I mean, I'll tell you this. Well, first of all, 6'7", 190 pounds, and he can play. He's not obviously a point guard, but I think he can play the two. I'd say he's more of a wing. He's a stretch two wing kind of player, but he's there to shoot. He is here to shoot. He's like me at the YMCA. I'm here to shoot, and that is it. Averaged 7.8 points per game last year. 3.4 rebounds. Me at the Y. I love saying me at the Y when talking about basketball, as if like I'm good at basketball.
Just there to shoot.
Just there to shoot, baby. I was like 5 for 22 yesterday in pickup, but I was there to shoot. 0.9 assists on the year. So he only shot 32.7% from three. And I'm not going to sit here. I mean, you still, it'd be different if it was like 28. I mean, it's still 33-ish percent. 22 minutes a ball game. I agree with you. It's a project. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. But if he's coming in like, I need 23 minutes a game, I don't know if I want this kid playing 23 minutes a game.
No,
I'm cool with 10 minutes a game, develop him, and then could he be a monster year three? I could see that happening. But I watched him play a few games, and I was like, former McDonald's All-American, I watched him, and you can see.
Well, I think his jump shot's a little unorthodox right now after watching him shoot. I think Pope can fix that, though.
Yeah.
I think he can work on his jump shot a little bit. He has a slow release, which is not good.
He also shot 52.8% from the free throw line.
Yeah, that's not good either.
That ain't going to play.
But I think if he gets in UK system, gets a shooting coach, and Pope works on him a little bit, I think he'd be a good piece.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to like punch a wall if we sign this kid. He's a good basketball.
Stojakovic, dude. You get more media.
Ticket sales. I'm just kidding. Not like we need a famous last name to sell tickets. But, I mean, it is cool. You know, I mean, Peja Stojakovic would be there. That's cool. We'll get Bronny James next. That'd be really cool.
No.
But no, out on Bronny James. Carson Nash, out on Bronny James.
He's going to Duquesne. I already told you that.
Huh? Is that a joke? I'm serious.
No, I'm pretty sure because LeBron's high school teammate got hired there
as the
head coach. Okay.
So that's our thoughts on Stojakovic. And I'm not, once again, I'm not hating on the kid. I would be happy if we signed him. I just would like to sign him as a project rather than, you know, this is our guy. He's going to play 24 minutes a game unless he just really develops in the offseason, which could happen. I mean, once again, it's a wait and see thing. That's why he's a bit of a project. I mean, if you read 24/7 Sports, they're like kind of like transfer report on him. It's like the same thing. It's like a school's going to take him, a project with a ton of upside. That's what he is. And I'm cool with taking him at that. I just don't want to take him like, hey, this guy needs 24 minutes. But I don't think that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So the last kid I want to talk about is the GOAT, Aiden Mahaney. Need this guy. Want this guy. Need him bad on this basketball team. What are your thoughts on him? What are your thoughts on our chances? Another recruitment that has been quiet. So what are your thoughts on this kid?
I really like him. I think he fits the offense perfectly with what he does. The only thing is I don't – here's the thing, because I don't think he can play. I don't really think he's a two guard that much, because I think he needs the ball in his hand. And if you're going to get the Smith kid out of Utah, I mean, that's your one. Like, I'm picking the Smith kid over Mahaney. But if Mahaney comes in and wants to run backup point, I mean, I would love that. I think he's really good. I do think he's really good. And maybe you could work out a way to get him at the two. I just think defensively he might struggle a little bit. But
he is 6'3", though. You know, I mean, it's not like he's 6'1", you know, 6'. He's a little bit tall for playing the two.
But I like that Smith kid a little bit more. So if you're going to have to sell one or the other, I'll take Smith.
You could have a really long debate on this. I mean, we could sit here and yell for hours between Smith and Mahaney. And I'm with you. Like, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. Like, I want them both.
I do too.
But I agree with you. It's like, does Smith? Oh man, that's. I mean, like, I feel like that's like sitting and trying to think about like the life. I mean, it's like whoa. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I can't even like contemplate having to pick between those two guys. I like them both a lot for different reasons. I just don't know. I mean, really, like, we should almost, if they both commit, we should almost have like a who's PG1 conversation. Like, that'd be interesting. But Mahaney led the Gales in, yes, that is St. Mary's mascot, in scoring last year, 13.9 points per game, 2.6 rebounds, 2.6 assists, shot 35.5% from three, but he was like jacking them up, man. Like they were flying. So like nearly 36% when you're throwing up a ton of game. Like I can
no, yeah. Him, so him, the difference between him and Smith is I feel way more confident about Mahaney, like in the zoom action coming off screens and being able to put up a shot. Smith has to be more set to succeed. Yeah. But I mean, they both shoot a high percentage from three. It's just Mahaney's more of create your own shot type of guy.
Yeah. So last conversation. What happened with Richie Sanders? I don't. And once again, we sit here. I did the hashtag lock emoji. I mean, we did it. And I'll tell you this. Like, I've never seen so many people say that kid's a lock. And then he goes back. I'll be honest with you. Like, I had the article pre-written. Like, I'm talking, like, I have no idea what happened there. I mean, Carson, what happened? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts, well, first off, I'm a little upset. And I'm not saying it as in, like you can find his production in the transfer portal. I just don't think you can find that kid's heart in the transfer portal. That's the thing. And I still kind of want to watch him play this year because he still gets me excited. Like, I still like him a lot. Like, he's an awesome guy. But I think part of it could be the fact that he does have a wife, and they would have to both move out here. You know, it's a little more mature, a more mature situation than most of these kids are going through. So they really probably had to sit down and take time and be like, do we really want to completely change our lives? You know, like just move. So it's a harder decision than most people would think. But you know, good luck to Richie Saunders. I still support the kid, dude. I love hearing him talk. He's a great kid. He's got super high motor. He's super fun to watch. So I'll still be rooting for him.
Yeah. See, I just don't get it because I mean, I'm married to the game. I'm married to the game, dog. You know, I'm just I'm a hooper. So you know what I mean? No, just kidding. Just kidding. But you know, I mean, pull up to the YMCA and just, you know, see what happens. I mean, I'm there. I'm always there. But no, I hate missing on him. I liked Saunders a lot too. Great player, great kid. You know, he seemed happy at BYU. He loves his coach, but it seems like BYU is where he wants to be. Good for him, man. Stay home. Go have fun. Play ball. I'm good for him. Good kid.
And at BYU, he probably is going to get it starter minutes this year because he's been progressively getting better and better. Yeah. So I don't know if he would have found those minutes here.
Yeah. So no bad blood between us, between Kentucky fans and Saunders.
Heck no, dude. I love that kid. He's awesome.
Like, yeah. Great dude. So rooting for him. Well, before we call it a day, really want to thank everybody. I mean, you all are just awesome. We went from like 722 subscribers to 828 subscribers in one episode. I mean, you all, I can't even put in the words.
Amazing.
We appreciate it. You know, the road to 1,000, baby. We're rocking and rolling. We couldn't do it without you all. You know, there's some podcasts that I see of people I know talking about different things. And there was one podcast I know that buddies do, not buddies, you know, these are like media buddies. And they're not going to listen to this and to think I'm crapping on them, but like they've been doing it for like 2 years and they've got like 750 subscribers. And I'm like, we've been doing this for like 3 months. The point is we really, really appreciate your all support.
Really?
We couldn't do this without you all listening. Mm-mm. Liking, commenting. We really love it. We love doing this. We love bringing it to y'all. And we appreciate that y'all are helping us out by hitting those buttons. So if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. We're so close to 1,000. We really appreciate it. Hope everybody has an outstanding weekend. Have a great
weekend. I got one thing.
Give me one thing. Say something.
Here's the question of the day. And I want to see the comments responding. I want you to give Mark Pope a grade so far.
Okay.
Whatever letter grade you think he deserves, leave it in the comments.
I'll pin that, and I'll pin it in the YouTube comments, and you can leave your thoughts underneath it. And we'll do it again after the portal's over. That's a good idea. That's a fun debate. Everybody have a great weekend. Appreciate you being here. Once again, if you haven't hit that subscribe button, hit it. Thumbs up. Turn on those notifications. Really appreciate y'all being here. Everybody have an absolutely lit weekend, and we will see you next time.